Next item, please.
Item 1039, amend marijuana regulatory license procedure and requirements, business regulations.
Commissioner Udaly.
Yes, Mayor, thank you. A couple weeks ago, we had the first reading of this item. We shared concerns about the wording or the language around the 1,000-foot rule. We had a little confusion and came back with amendments to align our language with state language. And the confusion was that in the rules, the 51% change in ownership exists. So in order to reflect state language, we still do have to spell that out. So we're coming back without changing those three proposed amendments, but with an additional two amendments to clarify the city's position. And I have staff here from ONI to answer any questions. Should I read those amendments now?
Does this change from last week?
The three amendments from last week have not changed at all. They are align our language with state language, which was the goal. And then the two new amendments are what I'm about to read that clarifies the city's position on this issue.
Could you please read those into the record, Commissioner?
So amendment number four, add to council fines. The city has an interest in ensuring that marijuana retailers can operate, make infrastructure improvements, and sell their business to another business owner, even in cases where a new school opens within 1,000 feet of that marijuana retailer. Eight, the city commits to reexamining and potentially changing its cannabis regulations if changes to Oregon Revised Statute or Oregon Administrative Rule are made that affects cannabis businesses. And amendment number five, add to now therefore, the city of Portland urges the state to amend its rules to permit licensed marijuana retailers to continue to operate and renew their state license when a school opens within 1,000 feet of the retailer, even if the ownership of the business changes by 51% or more.
Are there seconds for for both of those? Commissioner Udaly moves. Commissioner Fritz seconds what we will call Udaly 4 and Udaly 5. Greetings.
Hello. Yeah, I'm Brandon Goldner, the coordinator of the cannabis program.
Christina Corsi, cannabis program assistant.
Yeah, and we're here to just answer any clarifying questions you may have, but I think Commissioner Udaly explained that quite well. So yeah, the intent here is just to follow the state's rules. It sounds like there's some desire from council to see the state amend their rules in the future, and the purpose of these amendments is to just reflect that intent that if the state were to change those rules in the future, that Portland would reevaluate its regulations and may move to change them when that happens.
Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you, Mayor, and thank you, Commissioner Udaly. So these last two amendments came out of conversations that I had with Commissioner Udaly and our chiefs of staff in noticing that the piece about changing the ownership by 51% by state administrative rules right now requires a new application, so there's no way around that. And so the final two amendments are trying to change those things. So it's actually kind of a smaller question. Do you have any sense when the state is going to start referring to it as cannabis rather than marijuana?
Commissioner Fritz, great question. I apologize. I do not know.
Well, nobody might know, but, you know, from my learning about the program, and I know within the city we've been urged by those in the business to call it cannabis rather than marijuana because of the derivation of that second term.
Yes.
So to the extent that we can continue to use the word cannabis in our ordinances and such, I would appreciate that. Thank you.
Absolutely. And just a clarifying point that even though we call ourselves a cannabis program, you'll find in our code language we often refer to marijuana businesses, and that's because the term marijuana is defined by state law. So yes, just to clarify that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any public testimony? Sorry, Commissioner Udaly, I didn't mean to.
I was just going to move that we add an emergency to this so that we can enact these changes.
So Commissioner Udaly moves that we add an emergency clause. Commissioner Fish seconds.
May I just state for the record that the purpose of the emergency is so that the businesses can get licensed as quickly as possible, and that's in the public interest.
Mayor, can I just point of order?
Please.
My understanding, just regular order, is we would vote on the amendments first. And if it is amended, then we have an ordinance which would otherwise go to a second reading, so that the sixth amendment offered is an emergency clause on the main ordinance, which would allow us to adopt it today.
That is correct. In other words, the votes are final both on the amendments and on the ordinance as amended, provided that we adopt the emergency clause first.
And we'd first vote on Udaly 4 and 5.
That's correct.
It's 1 through 5.
Legal counsel. It's all of them, correct?
Yeah.
Because we left them open. Okay. We didn't actually take the votes last week. Okay. Very good. Great. Any public testimony?
Okay.
All right. Good. Please call the roll on Udaly 6, which, I'm sorry, who moved the emergency clause? That was Udaly. Udaly 6, the emergency clause.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Udaly?
Aye.
No.
Mayor.
Sorry. I apologize. So I think we need to vote on the amendments first and then the emergency clause last.
Yeah. Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Very good. Okay. Let's call the roll instead on Udaly 1.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Udaly.
Thank you, Brandon. Thank you, Christina, for your fast footwork and everything you do for the office. Aye.
So I'll make my comments on the final vote. Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye. Amendment 1 is adopted. Amendment 2, please. Please call the roll.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye. The Amendment 2 is adopted. Please call the roll on Amendment 3.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye. Amendment 3 is adopted. Please call the roll on Amendment 4.
Oh, I had those. I had 4 and 5 together.
That's fine.
As one
call the roll on 4/5.
We did that. Sorry. Am I getting these backwards?
I was only up to 3, so I thought the roll was on the first 3 that were introduced last week.
Right.
And then 2 amendments were introduced today.
So I have to do the emergency before 4 and 5.
No, do the emergency at the very
Carla's
end.
Got it. We're going to
there were 3 amendments introduced today, actually.
Okay,
so
then what's the problem with introducing
4 and 5?
We're
taking them up.
Four is 2 clauses. 5 is a separate clause, as I understood it.
That's fine.
No, I've got 3 motions, and the first one was from last week, number 1, 2, and 3.
Done.
Then the second one was from today, number 4 and 5.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next one is the emergency clause.
Correct. In that
so there's
order.
3 motions.
Very good.
And now we need just the final vote.
No, we haven't done 4 or 5
no,
yet.
No, we have not added 4 or 5. What we just voted on was Udaly Amendments 1, 2, and 3, which were introduced last week but not voted on. Now we are going to vote on what I have called, and which I will stick with, Udaly Amendments 4 and 5 as described on the information here as Commissioner Udaly read them.
And yes, that's my understanding as
and
well.
And
those
last,
the amendments
we will
that were
vote
introduced
on the emergency
today,
clause.
They're at the front of the packet, yeah.
Okay.
Very good. Okay. So, Udaly 4, call the roll.
Number 4. Okay. Four Saltzman.
Aye.
Udaly.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. Udaly 4 is adopted. Please call the roll on Udaly 5.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Udaly.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The amendment is adopted. Now Udaly 6, which is the emergency clause.
I don't have this many motions.
So let me review for the record. Here's what I believe the record is. We put on the record last week 3 amendments, Udaly 1, 2, and 3. Is that correct or incorrect?
Correct, as one motion.
Thank you. Then Commissioner Udaly read number 4. Add to council fines. The city has an interest in ensuring that marijuana retailers can operate, make infrastructure improvements, and sell their business to another business owner, even in the case where a new school opens within 1,000 feet of that retailer, marijuana retailer. And Section 8, the city commits to reexamining and potentially changing its cannabis regulations if changes to Oregon revised statute or Oregon administrative rule are made that affects cannabis businesses. I have that as Udaly 4. Then Udaley 5, I have is add to now therefore 2. The City of Portland urges the state to amend its rules to permit licensed marijuana retailers to continue to operate and renew their state license when a school opens within 1,000 feet of the retailer, even if the ownership of the business changes by 51% or more. Is that correct?
So we figured out the mystery. The 4 and 5 were read together, but there was only a motion. There was only one motion and one second for 4 and 5. So if we can get a motion for Amendment 5 as described.
Very good. So moved. Fish moves.
Well, second.
Yeah. Udaley seconds. 5 is now on the table. Please call the roll on Amendment 4.
No, 5.
We already did 4.
Oh, my God, I need a cocktail. Okay, please call the roll on Amendment 5.
I already have a roll on that one as well.
Oh. Did we already vote on that?
We've done
five.
Okay,
good.
Five.
No, then we have one more.
We've done 5.
We have one more, which is the emergency clause. Please call the roll.
We did a roll on that.
It can be redundant. That's fine.
Let's take a redundant roll, and then we have an abundance of time.
The proper order.
Okay. Roll on the emergency clause. Saltzman.
Aye.
Udaley.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Fish.
Yes.
Wheeler.
Aye. That amendment 2, comma, is adopted. Now the main motion is adopted. Please call the roll.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Udaley.
Thank you again, ONI staff, for your hard work on this. It's been quite a year, and I'm very pleased with the progress that we've made. And as we heard from industry people when we introduced this, they are as well. Aye.
Fritz.
Well, colleagues, lest our two new members to the council this year feel that this is strange. No, this was pretty much how every one of the cannabis discussions went in the fall of 2015 and 2016. I lost count of how many hearings we had, never mind how many amendments and votes we had. And we're all trying to do the right thing. We're trying to support this new emerging business and to treat cannabis businesses to extent practical and appropriate, the same as any other business, subject to OLC, the Oregon Liquor Control Council, et cetera. This particular package, I appreciate Commissioner Udaley bringing it now because it's similar to what we did with medical and retailers in the fall of last year. And what we're trying to do is to make these businesses that locate within 1,000 that are already located where a school then moves in within 1,000 feet, any other non-conforming use would be allowed to change ownership. So we're going to be encouraging the state to change that regulation. I'm so proud of this program. It was fascinating to me to be in charge of much of the discussions on it. Thanks not only to Brandon and Christina, but also to Teresa Marchetti, Victor Salinas, and Amalia Alaconda-Morris, who, with the council at the time, including Mayor Hales and Commissioner Novick, noodled through endlessly about this. And I feel really proud and happy that we're doing so well. I read on the Oregon Health Authority press release about the cannabis education yesterday that there are more cannabis outlets in Oregon than there are Starbucks, which is quite startling to me. I do think we do need to do more education on the dangers of youth using cannabis. Of course, they're not supposed to until they're 21, but even up to 25, it can be damaging to brains, and we need to continue to get that information out. Thank you also, Commissioner Udaley, for having your staff from Development Services working on this. It's really great that that partnership continues, and Mitch Nichols and Mika Keenan, I know, have done a lot of work on this, and I'm glad that although we're allowing the businesses to open sooner, they do need to be in compliance after 1 year, which makes me feel more comfortable. Thanks to the Cannabis Policy Oversight Team, one of my favorite acronyms, and Claire Adams-Sickin, my staff, and just everybody who's been involved. This has been a very positive process, and I hope it's going to continue to have positive outcomes for our community, with just a small mention of the tax, which, of course, is going to fund really great things right in our community. Aye.
Fish.
Well, Carla, first, thanks to you for keeping us on the straight and narrow. And thanks to the mayor for scrupulously following Robert's rules. And this has been a good discussion. And I think the underlying message is this council is committed to streamlining the regulatory process and cutting red tape. And I appreciate the collaborative way we're doing this, and I appreciate the leadership from the Bureau and the Commissioner in charge. Aye.
Wheeler.
Glad this is over. Thank you, Commissioner Udaly, and thanks to your team and to the office for working so hard on these issues. I think this has been a really excellent collaborative effort, and it is a great example of the city listening to the needs of the industry and the community. And I know that there was a lot of compromise and a lot of discussion and a lot of wordsmithing and a lot of meetings where people sought that rational center, and you found it. And so I'm very proud to support this amendment. The ordinance is adopted as amended multiple times. Thank you. We are adjourned until 2 p.m.
Well done.
My God, I need a martini.
For a CBD.